Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio, coming to you today to bring edification and truth from God's holy word. I want to talk to you today about a topic that came up recently. Main theme of God's word is not saving man. The main theme of God's word is not saving man. Recently, I had a false teacher, a novice, trying to push easy believe, grace alone, faith alone, evangelical theology. And he was trying to tell me that the Bible's main theme is God's love for mankind. And I discussed that with a few people, thought about it, pondered it. I want to cover this topic today. I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of verses on what I believe is the main theme of God's word, but I'm going to give you reasons why it is not God's love for mankind that is the main theme. I'm going to share with you what the main theme is. And then here's what I want you to do. I want you to then go ponder that and then go to the scriptures and prove it out yourself. So it's kind of a homework assignment. I want to be clear, while Christ coming to be the Lamb of God, a sacrifice and to rise again, it's a huge part, huge theme of the Holy Word. It is not the main theme. I want to offer up to you today to ponder, to then go study, think about it, pray about it. The main theme of God's Word is His kingdom and His righteousness. This is what God is all about. John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered up to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." We're going to go over this, and this isn't a Bible study to prove that the main theme of the Bible is kingdom and His righteousness. What I'm going to talk about is I'm going to give you reasons why it's not God's love for mankind, and His kingdom and His righteousness makes much better sense when you study God's word. Now, there's something called presupposition, and it is a very, very dangerous, dangerous way to study God's word. Basically, that's what this young novice falls into. So do many evangelicals and churchianity. Basically, it is the case where you're reading God's word and you already have your mind made up about it. So you read into God's word what your mind has already made up about it. Does that make sense? I mean, if you believe God is all about you, loving you, wanting to save you, doing everything He can to save you, when you read the word of God, you find scripture verses, proof texting, to prove that, and you become convinced of it. It's a form of self-deception, and it really goes good, sadly, it goes good with eisegesis. I'm going to make God's word say what I want it to say, rather than good exegesis. Go to God's word, exit the truth, build your theology on the truth of God, not what you want it to say. Amen? So Bereans do not study the Word of God this way. Acts 17. They see truth that's in the Holy Scriptures, and regardless of their desired outcome, they allow the Word to define the truth and doctrine for them, and they obey it, and they follow it, even if they have to repent, change their mind, change their ways. They don't use presupposition. They don't use eisegesis. They use good exegesis. So again, I want to challenge you. If you would go to the Bible, start in Genesis all the way to Revelation, read bits and pieces, chapters, letters, all over the Bible, you will see, you will come to see for yourself the main theme of God's holy word is His kingdom and His righteousness. Perhaps one day I'm going to do a whole teaching on that, and I'll offer all kinds of scriptures. But for now, I want you to go seek that out, because I've done it myself, and I'm confident if you do that, you're going to see that theme rise from the scriptures. And don't believe the evangelical, easy believe false teachers that God's just all about loving and saving you. Oh no. When you read the whole breadth of God's word, you see what God's all about. His kingdom, his glory, his righteousness. So to move on with this teaching, let me offer up to you reasons that God's main theme and his focus is not saving and loving mankind. I'm going to offer to you some reasons. God, our creator, is over his entire creation. And this shows his kingdom in type and how it's ordered and designed. When man oversteps it, so God created the earth, the universe, the animals, the heavens, the stars, he created man. When man oversteps it, God just overlooked it because, you know, God loves man and it's his favorite thing. No. When man oversteps his boundaries, God quickly tossed him out of paradise. One sin got Adam and Eve tossed out of paradise. Genesis 3, 22, 23. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Man sinned, one sin. God punished him. God's righteousness clearly showing his kingdom, his righteousness, being protected and upheld were far more important than mankind. When mankind chooses sin, God always acts, doesn't he? He does. How about, let's look at what happened in the case of the great flood, when God was absolutely willing to destroy everyone because of the violence and the sin on earth, except a man named Noah and his family. Genesis 6, 7 through 9. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. Do you see how much God loves his holiness, righteousness, and his kingdom? Man was messing it up. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Again, clearly, God's kingdom and his righteousness were far more important than this mankind creation he did, as he wiped out mankind, except for one family. That shows you how much God reveres his righteousness and his kingdom. How about when cities, towns rebelled against God in the Old Testament, like Sodom and Gomorrah? God eagerly destroyed them for their evil. Homosexuality, pride, full of bread, idleness. There was many sins there. Genesis 19, 13. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Again, God the Creator clearly demonstrating over and over his kingdom and his righteousness are far more important than the mere men and mankind that he created. I don't know how you can miss that, but it's so, so clear to see. Remember something. I read this the other day. The Bible says the earth is God's footstool. Just ponder that. So think about it. Mankind is nothing compared to this amazing creator God, this universe, this earth, the animals, all the creation, everything he's put in place. Who is man compared to this amazing creator? When man thinks too much of himself, like this young novice saying, oh, the main theme of the Bible is God loving mankind and saving him, that's pride. And could it be it's why God hates pride so much? Because it puffs man up, makes him a lot more than he should be. Proverbs 6 tells us God hates pride. Yeah, Satan fell into pride as well, the first sin, didn't he? So we read all through the Old Testament that God judged and judged and judged and destroyed men for sin. Then God chooses Israel, who he chose to display as a nation his love, his care, his grace, his mercy. But even when they rebelled against him, he judged them, destroyed many of them, thousands of them, divorced her twice, again showing even the apple of his eye, this nation, God would not compromise on his kingdom, his law, his glory, his righteousness. His love of mankind did not take preeminence over his kingdom and his righteous ways. The main theme of God is his kingdom and his righteousness. Man does not rise above that. You have to be blind to read the scriptures and resist that. Many people are. I hope you're reading it with eyes to see, like it says about the Bereans, a readiness of mind about the word of God. So now many are going to say, well, what about the Old Testament is full of the promises of the Messiah to come? And that's absolutely true. It is. The Bible from front to back is all about the Creator, Jesus. John 1 tells us he's the Creator. But this in no way ever shows us that Jesus, this Creator, and his coming to earth ever compromised the kingdom of God or righteousness. Nope. He did everything to uphold that. He never lifted up man above God in the creation. Oh no, he in fact put man in his place. And the love of mankind never, ever took over the main theme of God's kingdom, the Son of God, the righteousness and holy and glory of God, holiness and glory of God. Man always must assume his place. God, Christ, man, nothing different is going to do. So his kingdom and his righteousness rule as supreme, and Jesus even showed us that. What I need to bring up to you is that you need to also consider Jesus came for more reasons than just to redeem man. I just did a teaching on this not long ago. I listed, I think, 25 reasons Jesus, the Bible, either himself or other people, said he came. Look it up at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Redeeming mankind was a main reason of his ministry, of course, no denying that. But it was not the sole purpose. It did not take preeminence over the kingdom of God or the righteousness and glory of God. Not in one instance. So moving forward to the New Testament word, Matthew 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. So, yep, that's one of the reasons he came, was to be that ransom. The Gospels are all about the life of Christ, his earthly ministry. But even that, I challenge you, go read the Gospels and the accounts of Jesus and his words. You know what his theme is? The kingdom of God. That's what he talked about. It's what he taught about. It's what his parables were all about. And in God's amazing grace, he sent Christ to be that ransom. But we as human, mankind, we make a huge mistake to say that God's love for mankind is his main theme. All right? Because you miss the fact that Jesus came to redeem the entire creation. Because it fell into sin, Satan had his way, and God was going to redeem back his creation. And I can prove this to you. It's not all about mankind. Ready? Realize this. Even if no human being ever put faith in Jesus Christ, his kingdom as a creation, his holiness, glory, and righteousness are absolutely no less, are they? Think about this. To say God needs man and his love and his approval, and he needs to save him, and that's his main theme. This is demeaning to my all-powerful, supreme, most high God that rules over all things. What this means is before there was any human, God was something less. Ponder that. Before there were humans, God was something less without us. That's what these evangelicals allude to. All these false religions allude to when they lift up man, that is plain human pride and blasphemy. It must be rooted out and repented of. God hates when man lifts him up, lifts himself up in that way. So just as I showed you in the Old Testament, God showed he'd destroy evil men that chose to go against his word and his law and his kingdom, his righteousness. The New Testament has the same exact message. Because of his coming kingdom and his righteousness, the requirements of mankind were not lowered. Jesus came and raised the bar, did he not? Matthew 7:14. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus came saying, not many of you are going to make it. God's standard is so narrow. Not many of you are going to make it. That proves that his kingdom and his righteousness is more important than getting all the humans into heaven. Amen? Amen, it does. Again, God did not lower the bar by sending Jesus. He sent Jesus, and Jesus raised the bar. Remember, he said, if you commit adultery, now he said, if you even look. If you commit murder, he said, if you even think about killing your brother. Jesus raised the bar, proving God's kingdom, his righteousness, are what he's all about. Jesus, go read his words, taught most about the kingdom of God. He warned of sin. He warned of hell more than anybody. He showed us what the kingdom would look like. And he showed us righteousness. Yeah, that's what he was all about. Now, of course, we can't overlook. He made a way for us. He shed his blood. And he defeated death by rising again. That's how he took back God's kingdom. And his parables tell over and over of sin, rebellion, and people getting tossed into eternal fire and damnation because they don't line up to the kingdom standard and righteousness. This again proves the kingdom and righteousness far outweigh any human, far outweigh mankind, and to say otherwise lifts man up to a level of equality with God. That's just plain heresy. So then after Jesus rises and brings grace, right? Forgiveness, those who believe in me, John 3:16. God is still judging men for sin. The famous Acts 5 where he kills a couple over one lie. Proving that God desires his kingdom and righteousness more than mankind. Go tell Ananias and Sapphira that God loved them more than his kingdom and righteousness when he killed them dead. How about in 1 Corinthians 11 where Paul talks about that many of you sleep and are dying because they take the Lord's Supper unworthily. God loves his righteousness and he's about his kingdom. Even in the New Testament when people say, well, grace has come now, God is still judging, God is still holding righteousness, and we're going to see what it says in the book of Revelation coming up. So, we have the coming promises, we'll talk about this in Revelation, of his second coming, bringing that kingdom to earth physically, and those who won't obey are going to be destroyed. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says, those who do not know God and obey the gospel will be burnt up by fire. God loves his kingdom and his righteousness more than mankind. Christ came to redeem his elect. That's true. The Bible tells us all over. But we know most of mankind is going to suffer eternal hellfire and wrath. Think about that. Jesus said few. Most are going to suffer hellfire and wrath. He's bringing fire and wrath as a lion. Knowing this, how can we say God's main theme is about loving man and redeeming him versus his kingdom and his righteousness that will rule forever? I talked about Revelation. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. That's how much God loves his righteousness and his kingdom more than mankind. If you don't make it into the book of life, you're cast into the lake of fire. That's pretty telling right there, isn't it? God's kingdom, God's righteousness rules as the main theme over all of history and the billions and billions of souls that are going to suffer the wrath of God in hellfire is living proof. Yes, he made a way in Christ, but he did not lower the bar. He's not making an extra effort to get other people in. The only love he showed was sending Christ. And I always remind people, there's only two or three verses in the New Testament that talks about God loving the world. All the rest of it is believers loving each other, us loving God, Jesus loving God. God loves righteousness. God loves his kingdom. God loves his people that will obey him. It's always been the same thing. God requires a saving, genuine faith that is proved out by holiness and obedience. God is gracious. We know that he wants none to perish. Peter tells us that. But we don't want to be fooled into thinking God's focus is saving mankind. It is not his focus. His focus is his kingdom, his redeeming his creation, his son who did his work perfectly, his glory, and his righteousness. Amen? That's what you and I should be living for because of his awesome, awesome characteristics. God's focus and his theme always was, it is today, and it always will be his kingdom, his righteousness, and Christ, our Savior, Creator, God, King, Master, is the culmination and the perfect embodiment of that all. Mankind, thankfully, is allowed to share in this if we come via the gospel, faith in his shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection, repentance, leaving all sin, the world, man-made religion, coming to truth. Willing vessels get new hearts and new minds. You'll be born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit. You have a genuine faith. Fleeing all sin. Cling to righteousness and holiness. And enduring to the end. If we come via the gospel, God allows us to partake. But he's more than willing to cast billions away for his kingdom and his righteousness. To say God saving man and his love for man is the main theme of the Bible is a terrible, terrible case of eisegesis and presupposition. It will not stand up in eternity. God is holy, holy, holy. His kingdom and his righteousness always has, always will lead the way, not mankind. Not God's love for mankind. That's a small part. He allows us in, but he's also willing to exclude us and cast us away, all because of his glory. Remember something. If someone makes it to heaven, that's for God's glory. If someone gets judged and sent to hell because of their sin and rebellion, that's also for God's glory. We have to remember that. The whole universe, his creation, his kingdom, is all about his glory. It's not about mankind. It's such an awesome creation with or without mankind. Think about that. The universe, the earth, the animals, with or without mankind. It's an awesome creation. Man has been allowed to come into it. And if we'll walk in covenant, yeah, we can be with him on his terms. Via his righteousness of Christ, and then us living a righteous life because we have a genuine faith. What a great hope that we have. Don't be deceived, folks, by evangelical churchianity and all these false denominations. They have a God of their own making, this God that is all about them and love, 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 love of them. It's like the Israelites making the golden calf. They wanted to make something to make them feel good. That's what this easy believe, faith alone, grace alone, false gospel is all about. God loves me so much, he'll do anything to save me. That's a lie and not true. You must come by his righteousness via his kingdom, or you will not make it. Everything God does is about his kingdom. It's about upholding his righteousness. It's about his son who did it all perfectly. It's not mainly about loving mankind. When man bends his will and repents, oh, we can partake. How glorious. It's our only hope. But if we get prideful, we think God needs us, we think we can live in sin, false traditions, Christmas, Easter, worldliness, pride, vanity, we are fools. We are children of wrath that can't see clear. Like Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. And we cannot even see that it is written. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to leave it right there with the Lord's words, our Master King, Creator, and Savior. The theme of our great God is His kingdom and His righteousness. I hope you strive to partake in that because of what Christ has done. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Brother James. We love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Edification every day. Helping you get into that kingdom because of what Christ has done. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time. May this glorious, awesome God of a great kingdom and His righteousness, may He be praised.